All right, we'll say good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin. Okay, so we left off page Kuf Mem Tes. So if you remember again, the section now is devoted to, we've already discussed the idea of the impact of thought and how thought creates my reality based on where I am, meaning what I think about, where my thoughts are, that ultimately really determines where I am, where I'm holding. So the question, of course, becomes how does one uproot what he calls negative thoughts? So the Mechaber explained already yesterday, the first part is, and remember, the idea of uprooting negative thoughts only is a problem or only is an issue for one who has not yet refined the process of self-identity. Because if a person has refined the process of self-identity and a person primarily identifies as a neshama, identifies as a soul, then when negative thought comes, it's reflexive to go ahead and purge oneself of that. Because at the end of the day, the person realizes, I don't want to be in this negative place. The same way when the person is standing in the physical garbage dump, so no one has to tell him to get out because the smell is so overwhelming that he wants to get out. It's bothersome. So when a person identifies as a neshama, then he realizes that the negative thoughts are by definition like standing in an emotional garbage dump, and he wants out. No, nobody wants to stand there with that. The question, of course, is more for the individual who is not yet holding in that level. Let's say I may primarily identify still as a guf that ultimately houses a neshama. So how do I deal with negative thought? Recognizing the fact that these negative thoughts will have an impact on me, how do I address this issue? So he says, so the first strategy he gave was this idea that allow one's mind to wander. And when the mind wanders, so when something, when you come to something, so get to the root of it. So he says, for example, if a person goes ahead and is reading the newspaper and sees all of these help wanted ads that, I need assistance for this, I need assistance for that. So what does the person take away from that? A person takes away from that there are many people who require someone else to help them, which leads me then to ask myself a fundamental question. Am I the type of individual who is there for others? Do I help others? So here it's taking thought and it's somehow refining that thought process to be able to extrapolate something positive from it. V'chein, we're up the second paragraph from the end of the page. V'chein halo dimuyim rabim shal davar chiyuvi. And there are many other examples of this. Ma'asim tovim midos tovos hashkafos nechonos kol davar tov shekayim bebriya v'ovelo v'machshava hu minateach shuhu tov u'minase l'ischaber nafshis la'emes v'hatov shebedavar. So the idea is that I go ahead and anything that I think about, I analyze what the good core of that thing is, and I try to figure out, am I connected to that core? Am I connected to the good as well? Lu'umas zos, on the other hand. I will say that's the easier part, because again, at the end of the day, this is good thought, positive thought, and I'm asking myself the difficult question of, do I identify, am I involved with these good things? The more difficult part comes here. Lu'umas zos, kasher hu mizaha itza atzmo, machshava shelilus. However, on the other hand, when I had a negative thought, ha'itza ha'itzoni, so what happens now? I'm thinking negative things. And remember, we'll say, this could be any variety of negative things. Negative things about others, negative things about myself, just contemplating the fact that there are negative events in the world, anything negative. Ha'itza ha'itzonis, ki lahasiach mimena miyad das. So what's interesting over here is the following. So the first piece of advice Mechaber gives us is, stop thinking it. Okay, so very helpful, right? You're having negative thoughts, stop thinking it, which I will say might actually sound comical, but it's not. The Rambam, I've mentioned this before. That's what? So the Rambam writes in the Chovdeos, for example, that if a person has a problem with anger, so the Rambam, for example, says there are many destructive midos. No mida is more destructive than anger. Because we know the truth is when we get angry, so we lose control, we get angry, we do things that we can't imagine that we would do otherwise. So the Rambam writes, how do you control a bad temper? How do you control it? So the Rambam says, stop getting angry. So you think to yourself again, so what's the pshat? But the Rambam is teaching an incredible lesson. The Rambam says, we have control. We have control. People like to yield their control. People like to pretend they don't have control because it's easier, then it frees me from responsibility. But at the end of the day, I control who I am, what I am, and my responses to things. So that Rambam says, so what Mechaber says is, okay, if we recognize the fact that negative thought is profoundly harmful to the individual, the first, now again, you can't necessarily go ahead and control what pops into your mind that you can't, I mean, we'll discuss, Mechaber says, at a certain level you could control that as well. Let's even presuppose that you can't control that. You could actually absolutely control what you retain in your mind. So even though something negative comes in, that doesn't mean that I'm bound to keep it in there. Get it out as quickly as possible. Ubevadai shebetchilas ha'avodas ha'adam lefi she'egia l'shlav ha'nochachi zo avodaso. And the truth is, again, in the beginning stages of man's avoda, before he gets to what we will see will be the desired level, this is his avoda. The negative thoughts come. The goal is try to get them out as quickly as possible. Kevon shu adayin lo yigil matzav shel avoda shel alzihu. Turn the page. Alzihu machshavti v'achna v'avdol shel machshava hari shadavar ra she'olu b'mocho sarach l'nasos lo lachshava. Now we'll see later on that in a more highly spiritually developed individual, so even when he thinks negative thoughts, there's what to be gained from that, right? Because again, if a person analyzes, why am I having these thoughts? Why am I thinking these things? Why is this where my head is? There's a lot that could come from that, but that requires one to be a little bit more spiritually developed. While a person is still in the early stage of his spiritual development, the most important things with negative thoughts is get it out. Just get it out, remove it from one's mind. But after a person takes the steps that we've been discussing until now, who birer vaday lo bishlemos, ki in shlemos etzel adam, ava biyachasius hu berur berama gavoa, es ma'asim shalom, vehifrid es atov mehara, hu birer berama gavoa es olam har gosho shalom, vehifrid bohen atov mehara, atu ola li olam machshavos. Rabbi says, we'll see later on. And right now he's just kind of giving us just a general overview, which is that part of the goal of man is when I think negative thoughts, even within negativity, there is something positive to be gained. So for example, if I go ahead and I think negatively about someone, so chances are when I'm thinking negatively about someone, what does that usually tell me about myself? It usually tells me that I'm not happy with something about myself, because people who are totally happy with themselves do not need to point out negative things or think about negative things about the other. It's generally only those who are not happy with themselves who need to somehow prop themselves up by diminishing or destroying the other. So for example, when an individual has those negative thoughts, when a person is a little bit more what we'll call spiritually developed, a person will be able to take something positive even from the negative. So from the negative thoughts, I realize, oh, I need to work on myself. Why do I feel bad about myself? Oh, because I did this, or I did that, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. So you see, even from the negative thoughts, one is able to extrapolate something, some type of positive building block. But before we get to that level, says the Mechaber, when a person has negative thoughts, the first reaction is, get it out. Get yourself out of the spiritual, emotional garbage dump. So for while a person is getting to this level of self-identification, he thinks about to himself, is the thing that I'm thinking about good or bad? Do I want to be the kind of person that has negative thoughts? And the answer is, lo. Bidavar mimakemes osisham, mikhaberes osilisham, vichaivan she'ineni rotze lihios kaze, ve'ineni rotze lishaber lo la'anoshe me'asugaze, v'lo le'makomos me'asugaze, lochim ka'ach, ka'is, achtoch kiviyochol me'atzmi etzamachshava, kimo she'gozhim ya'im misparayim. So we'll say again, just restating what he said before, which is that the Maisa, we will see later on, that although there is a level of discerning even positive things from negative thought, before a person is at that level, the most important thing is, don't allow yourself to dwell in the realm of negative thought. It's such an important yisod, because those who dwell in the world of negative thought, again, remember his mashal before, it's like standing in the garbage dump. And when you stand into the garbage dump long enough, you end up smelling like the garbage. So the first step, ultimately, with dealing with negative thought is you have to cut it away. Cut it away the same way you cut a piece of paper with scissors.
Kilomar. The thing is, how do you detect it? Is it raw or tov?
So he's assuming that we all know deep down what's ra and what's tov. That's what he's assuming. That I know what I'm thinking negative things about you. That's ra. That's right. When I'm thinking about negative things that I have done, that I want to done, it's not good for me. The truth is, I would say, is the most basic definition of ra in this context is something that's not beneficial. If it's not beneficial, then by definition, it's ra.
I thought he said previously that first thing you do is you sit with yourself and you get to the source of your negative thoughts. You get to the source of the negative interaction you had or the negative...
That you're going back even earlier. Correct, yeah. Correct. That's in general in a process of self-identification. Now what he's saying is, wait, remember, this is all building on each other. Now that I've gone ahead and I've done that contemplation, I've done that self-assessment, negative thoughts come in. What do you do with negative thoughts? The answer is get it out. Get it out. Yes.
I can just imagine that very often, using the analogy of the garbage dump, the person feels the reason why they're in the garbage dump is because, oh my God, I lost my wife's diamond ring in there. I have to be in there in order to accomplish my goal. So I guess that's where it gets a little more complicated, where you say, like, I'm worrying about X, Y, and Z. Well, I have to worry about X, Y, and Z because otherwise, how am I going to...
So remember, worry isn't necessarily negative. Worry is not negative. A person worries about parnasa because I have to worry about parnasa. It's not necessarily the best thoughts. It drags a person, but it's not. He's referring over here to negative thoughts about others, negative thoughts about myself, contemplation about all the evil that exists in the world. Those are the kind of things that absolutely can be avoided. That's but
again, even in that situation, the person says, "Well, okay, I'm thinking about all the terrible things that can happen because I have to figure out how I'm going to protect myself, or I have to."
So inachinami, that would be constructive then. Then that's constructive. If a person has to think about negative things because a person has to build from them, then that's not what he was referring to. If something has a constructive purpose, then that's not ra. But a lot of times we spend our mental energy thinking about things that don't have a constructive purpose. That's what he's considering ra. That's the dump. That's the dump when there's nothing to be gained, nothing to be sought after. Let's just finish this paragraph. Kolomar, humizah beberu es ashlila shavadavar, humizah beberu shamach shava shavadavar, he emtsis ba'osa makum, ba'osa tfisa, ba'uminatek es atzmo ba'ofen muda me'mach shava hashalilis. And we'll say at the end of the day, what's most important is that a person realizes that what you think determines where you are. And therefore, be very careful what you think about. Be very careful what you spend your mental energies on, because those really determine your point of location within life. And when a person realizes that they are consumed by negative thoughts, we'll get to how to turn that negativity into positivity, which is much mentioned. But the first step sometimes is just extricating yourself from the negative thought. Get yourself out of the garbage dump of life in order that a person is able to build some level of positive momentum. All right, we'll stop over here. Here's the show. We'll pick up here tomorrow morning.
Most of your negativity, you become worried. But you look at something a certain way. You don't look at it.
I don't know. I don't think. I think most of the negativity in life comes from the fact that people think negatively about others and about themselves.
Yes,
I don't think most people are people may be preoccupied with worry, but as Akiva mentioned, very often that's constructive worry. I have to figure something out. I think we're talking about negative thoughts here.
If your wife, I think the worry leads to negative thoughts, depending on how you look at things.